Meseches Tfilyom Perek Beis Mishnah Dalid Hamikba Vehachamita Shalchulin. If you have porridge and a flat cake, which are chulin, Vehashemen Shaltruma Tzafal Gabeim, and you have oil of truma, which is floating on top of those two things, Vinaga Tfilyom Bashemen, and a Tfilyom touched the oil, Lo Pasal Ela Hashemen. He only invalidated the oil because it's not considered part of the same mixture as the porridge and the flat cake. It's considered separate. V'im chibetz, but if you have stirred it up so that the oil is all over the porridge and all over the cake, then kol makom shehilech hashemen pasal, then any place where the oil has flowed is considered pasul. Mishnah hey, bisar hakodesh, if you have meat which is hekdesh, meat from a korban, shakara malav hakifa, which had a layer of sediment becomes congealed on top of the meat, then the halacha is naga tvulyom bakipa. If a tvulyom touches the congealed layer on top, then chatichos mutaros, then the pieces of meat which are underneath are still considered permissible. But naga bachaticha, but if a tvulyom touched the piece of meat, then chaticha v'chola olim ima chibur zelazeh, then the piece and everything that comes up together with that piece is considered attached, is considered connected, and therefore all of those pieces are considered to have become pasul. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan the son of Nuri says, Shneihem chibur zeh lazeh, both of them are connected to one another. V'chein b'kitnio shekarmel al gabe prusos, and the same applies to beans. Over which a congealed layer has formed on top of slices of bread. All of that is considered one connected piece, and therefore if you touch one piece of it, if a tvulyom touches one piece of it, he renders pasul the entire mixture. Ma'ase kedera bakitnios, if you have beans or legumes that you're preparing in a pot, Bizman shehin prudim einan chibur. When they are separate, they are not considered connected to one another. Bizman shehin gush, but if they are formed in one mass together, then chibur, they are considered connected and touching one portion would render invalid the entire remainder of the portion. Imhayu gushim harbe, if there were many different masses, hare elu yimanu, then they are. They are considered separate entities. They are counted separately, and therefore touching one mass does not render pasul the next entity. The Mishnah continues, Shemen shu'tzaf al gabi hayayin, if there is oil which is floating on the top of wine, v'naga tvulyom b'shemen, and a tvulyom touched the oil, lo pasul ela hashemen, he only invalidated the oil because the intention is that the oil and the wine should remain separate. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, shneim chibur zeh lazeh, they are both considered one mixture, both of them are connected to one another, and therefore touching the shemen, touching the oil, would invalidate the wine as well.